what brought us to this day and time is probably just, we're just busy with life. Just want to get on with other investment strategies. And, thought it was time to make a move. Williams Lake has really embraced the complex. We're very, very thankful to all the residents of Williams Lake and, all the users of the complex. We've got great parking up here. It's always full, the complex. There's conference rooms that are always being used. And, when you walk through it, Rebecca, the wood is beautiful. There's log work. There's beautiful cabinets and doors and wood frames all throughout. And it's a real necessity in our community. We can see that, and we're just real proud of it. But that's kind of what led us to making the decision, as we're all getting a little older and just our investment strategies have changed.
And, of course, up for auction, highest bidder. Has there been any interest?
Yeah, there's been quite a bit of interest. Some local people have been up to have a look at it. There's been interest, abroad through the realtors, Ritchie Brothers. So, we're excited about it. Also, being auctioned off is our mini storage right above it. There's a 5-acre parcel between the Pioneer Complex and Hutchinson Road right behind us. And that is also ours, and that's Advantage Storage. And it's a great little business. The storage has always been full since we opened it up and started it. And it's got a legal easement through the Pioneer Complex lands to the mini storage property. So it's kind of goes hand in hand. So we thought, whoever buys the complex, it doesn't have to be the same owner, but probably the same person or the same corporation that buys the complex will buy the mini storage too. It's a great little revenue producer, and it goes hand in hand. We also have on the Pioneer Complex lands, which is around 12 acres, kind of plus or minus, we also have commercial parking. So Gibraltar Mines has a long-term lease with us, and the buses come here 2 to 4 times a day, depending on the time of year and their crew size. And that's always been a great thing here. So a lot of the people that, use the parking also use the mini storage. So it's really been a really great, thing for our community. Real thankful for it over the years. It's been a great little home for us.
And once it does sell, so then what will happen with that lease and then perhaps the tenants?
Well, I mean, the tenants that are in the complex, as well as the commercial parking and that, everybody will continue to lease. The tenants are all have another year on their lease. And, it can be negotiated with the new landowner to either stay, or we're not sure with the new landowner what their purposes for the building will be when they buy it, when they purchase it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it depends on the new buyer. I would imagine, they would want all the tenants to stay. I mean, we've got some amazing tenants. We've got, Caribou First Aid, Morelli Church Co., Pink Couture, the hairdresser, Crystal. We've got, some great tenants up here. Pioneer Log Homes is going to stay for a year. Pioneer Logging, my brother David, is going to stay for a year. There's a beautiful big truck shop in the back here. David used it as his home now for 15 years. And, it's going to be a difference for us. It's the three brothers, my brother Brian, my brother David, and I have, it's been kind of our home the last 15 years. And like I say, it's going to be different for us. But it's just time, another chapter in life to get on to something else. And that's what we're doing. You bet I'm going to miss it. I really, there's something about coming up here over the years every day. I've spent the last 15 years in this place day after day after day. And, it was our business, which was our other businesses of the log home business and the logging and, the real estate and the land, the complex. But it was also, the pride of coming up here and have taken something that was, so run down and so unused for so many years and making it what it is today. Like I say, the complex is definitely required in our community because it is so busy. We get, you know, we get so much use from the provincial government rents it, the sawmills rent it, the mines rent it, First Nations communities all around us use it, the boardrooms. It's a great space. It's got great parking. There's the atmosphere when you come in of the warm wood. You darn right, I'm going to miss it. Our little mum has a suite here, and, you know, for the last 11 or 12 years, we've had our little mum up here. She would come down and, you know, visit us every day, you know, bring us a sandwich or something like that. There's a lot of emotional ties to this place for us. So you bet we're going to miss it. But you know what? Life is full of different chapters, and, you know, it's time to get on with another chapter. So that's what's happening here.
Those were all the questions I had for you. Is there anything you'd like to add before I let you go?
No, you know, I guess probably just the big thing is that, you know, we're not leaving the community. There's still, like I say, we're still the largest landowner within the city limits. We have a lot of ideas for the remainder of our lands, of the Pioneer family lands. We've really gone out on a limb over the years. The commercial development was because of, you know, my brother Brian, David, and I, as well as the Sieberts, Trevor and Ingo Siebert. We partnered with them and we did the commercial development in 2007, 2008. Walmart opened up in 2009, and, you know, it's still being built out over there, which the commercial development we're no longer a part of, but we still have all the lands around. And we're, you know, we're extremely proud of everything we've done over the years. And, you know, it's always been a 20-year or a 25-year plan when we purchased the property. You know, we've had opportunities over the years to sell out and move on and do things somewhere else in other communities. And we chose to stay in the community of Williams Lake, you know, because our kids are here, our grandkids are here, and, you know, something we're real proud of. So, you know, the biggest thing just to tell people is at this point, you know, we don't see ourselves leaving the community in any way.